the Texas Senate has passed legislation banning gender reassignment procedures on children. It's Thursday, March 30th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Well, for a group of people who seem to thrive on exposing themselves, a drag show in Fort Worth ejected a journalist from the audience to avoid exposure. I'll explain more coming up, but first, I want to start off by updating you on two stories from earlier in the week. First, we had reported that Carroll Independent School District's Board of Trustees was going to consider ending their membership in the left-wing Texas Association of School Boards. Well, they did so at their meeting earlier this week. While Carroll ISD is the first district to break with TASB, Texas Scorecard's reporters are hearing that it won't be the last to leave. The second update is about legislation that was brought before the Texas House yesterday that critics say is part of an effort to abolish the death penalty. The bill was authored by Democrat State Representative Tony Rose of Dallas, but was pushed by Republican State Representative Jeff Leach of Plano. Their bill did pass the House yesterday, but with a majority of House Republicans voting against it. It's worth noting that not a single priority of the Texas GOP has yet to be brought before the House for consideration. While Texas continues to experience the hardship of a porous southern border and unprecedented levels of illegal crossings into the state under the Biden administration, a Dallas-based think tank is proposing that Texas take control of the border. A plan called Operation Clean Sweep is being recommended by the Huffines Liberty Foundation. It calls for Texas governor to declare an invasion of the southern border using Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 of the U.S. Constitution. The plan asserts that after declaring an invasion, Texas governor would have all the power necessary to activate the Texas National Guard, state law enforcement, and all other state military forces to enforce immigration laws and repel and expel illegal aliens. The proposal also calls on the state to apply economic pressure against Mexico until that country does more to address illegal immigration on their side of the border. The Huffines Liberty Foundation recommends the state discourage tourism into Mexico through advertising, while also increasing the number of inspections on all trucks and other shipments coming across the border for illegal materials and proper paperwork. A drag show venue in Fort Worth denied journalist Sarah Gonzalez entry, correctly fearing she would expose them for targeting children with highly sexualized performances. They stopped her, but they didn't stop the exposure. The venue in question is Tulips FTW. It promoted the show earlier this week as an all-ages event. While Gonzalez was not able to get in, her colleague Taylor Hansen and other activists did. Hansen reported that the lead performer sat with his legs open and exposed his crotch to children in the crowd. Hansen also reports the children present were encouraged by their parents and other adults to tip the drag queens and wave trans flags. During the event, performer Salem Moon exposed himself to children. He then urged everyone present to apply pressure against conservatives. It should be noted that those statements were made the same day a transgender activist killed three children and three adults in a hate crime at a Christian school in Nashville. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast every weekday. Real talk for real Texans. The Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, the Texas Senate approved legislation banning gender reassignment procedures on children, but not before making a significant change to limit its effect. The legislation still prohibits medical providers from performing gender transition surgeries or prescribing cross-sex hormones or puberty blockers to children under the age of 18 suffering from gender dysphoria. And it also still requires the Texas Medical Board to strip the license of any physician who provides these treatments and would prohibit the use of public funds for the procedures or drugs. Before it was passed, though, the measure was amended with a grandfather clause that allows the procedures to continue on children who begin receiving puberty blockers and hormone treatments if they started taking them by June 3rd of this year, which is 90 days before the law goes into effect. Senators also voted to prohibit biological men from competing in women's collegiate sports. This was a priority for Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who said that letting men compete against women was a denial of basic common sense and deprived women of the opportunity to compete on a level playing field. You can check out the details on all the stories mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Brandon Waltons, Katie Marshall, and Sydney Henry. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.